Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Nun Beis. We begin on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 2 lines from the bottom of the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Hanoder min hecholov. If a person says, I ask myself to have cholov, and he uses again the hey hayidia, hecholov, the milk. So that only means milk and not byproducts of milk, so therefore he's mutter bekom. What is kom? So the Ran tells us, in Dibra Maskel Hanodim in Acholav, says Kom Hainu Mayim Hayotzim in Acholav. This is like the whey that comes out from the milk. It's the liquidy substance at the top of the milk. One of the reasons why it's called Kom, the Rush tells us, in Dibra Maskel Min Acholav Mutar Bekom. This is nisyova de chalva, like the liquidy stuff that comes off at the top of the milk, as I said, the whey. V'nikra kum, it's called kum or kom, l'fisha ayyidei shema midim ha-cholav hu nifra l'tzarecha. It's part of the processing of the milk, so this will rise to the top. That's why it's called kom or kum. Okay, so if a person makes an edit, the Tanakhama tells us, from he-cholav, with he-ayyidea, he's permissible in the whey. However, Rav Yossi's osir, Rav Yossi forbids this, and the Ran brings down that the Gemara will tell us why this is so, the Gemara Mefarish, but the Rush adds a reason over here, and the Rush tells us, Kasolka Daitach de Psolis Kol Dover Hebi Bechlal Shmo HaRishon. You might have thought that the Psolis, the whey over here, is included in the milk, so he's coming to teach us that it's not, according to the Tanakhama, included, but according to Rav Yossi, it is. So, that's the opinion of Rav Yossi, the Zoser. The person makes, the Mishnah continues, a neder, I will not eat the kom, min hakom, so mutar v'cholov. So that person is permissible to go and eat the cholov. Certainly included in the whey, we don't include the milk. So that is the position of the Mishnah. Abashal omer, hanoder min ha-givina. If a person makes a neder and he says from the hey-ayidia, ha-givina, the cheese, so that includes all types of cheese. Oser bo bein melucha, bein tvela. So this includes cheese that's salted, bein melucha, utvela, and even if the cheese is not salted, as we brought that in yesterday, the word tvela means it's not salted. Now, why would you think so? Why is the non-salted cheese included? So the Tosas tells us over here that afal gav de lo ochli inshe el melucha. That's the Girsa that we have. If you look in the Hagos and Sinem, he says in Oschav, light or chloma de lo kari inshe gvina. You might have thought that people don't call or eat the non-salted cheese to be cheese. So the Chiddush of Abishol in the Mishnah is that yes, that is still considered cheese even if it's unsalted. Mishnah continues and says, I know them in ha-basar. If a person excludes himself from eating ha-basar, he says, in neder, I won't eat basar with the hey-ayidia. So we turn to nun bei zumad aleph. Such a person, while he's not able to eat the basar, obviously, is mutar berotav ubekipa. What are rotav and kipa? So in the top ran, Dibra Maskel, rotav ubekipa, he says, the kipa, hainu dak shel basar. These are little pieces of the meat, shiore l'shule akdera, that are found at the bottom of the pot that you're cooking it in. And the Mefarish explains in Mutar Berotav, he says this is the morok, this is like the gravy, and the kippah, he says, is mikvah ova, mitavlin. It's like the thick stuff that's at the bottom that is filled with spices and has pieces of meat inside of it. So even though there's actual meat inside over here, this isn't what people in the vernacular sense mean when they say the meat. This is like little a side part of the meat, and even though there's meat in it, it's not considered, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, to be considered also when you make an eder on habasar. However, now the girsa that we have is Rabbi Yehuda. If you look in Os Aleph in Dagos Tziyunim, he says that the girsa of the Ran over here, and you can see this inside the Ran, is the Rav Yossi, not Rav Yehuda. So we'll continue saying that this is Rav Yossi's shita. Rav Yossi's oser. He forbids you to have the rotav and kippah if you excluded yourself from having habasar. And the reasoning behind this, we will see, is if you have the taste of the meat in it, it's included in the Isser of Habasar, according to Rav Yossi. Now, Maisa Shehoya, Amar Rav Yehuda, Maisa, there once was such a Maisa, this is the Tana Rav Yehuda, telling us that he was by Rabbi Tarvin once, the Osar Oleinu, the Girsa in the Hagosa Tziyunim, it should be Osar Olai, because that's actually we'll find that in the Gemara, later on they'll use that Girsa as well, so the Osar Olai, Rav Yehuda, the Tana says that he was by Rabbi Tarvin, and he forbade us, or me, Rabbi Tarvin, Bebeitzim shenizvashlu imo. He forbade us to have the gears that we have is bebeitzim. The Bach says it should just be beitzim shenizvashlu imo. He was forbidding us to have the eggs which had the taste of the meat inside of them. They were cooked with the meat. So if the person made an ed there against meat, so this would even include anything that had the no same tam. It had the taste of the meat inside of it. That is the opinion of Rav Yossi. The Gemara continues and says, Amru lo, they responded back to Rav Yossi, and they said to him, you're right, kein hadavar, in other words, what you're telling us, the Pesach of Ritafrin is right, however, that was only found to be true, a masai bisman shiomar basar zeh olai, if he said this meat is asur, so then any ramification of that meat, including the taste of that meat, is going to be forbidden to you. Shanodim in hadavar, vinis ariv bi'acher, so then in that situation, imyesh bo no seitam asur. So the only reason why Rabbi Tarfon said it's asur is not based upon your shita that it's included in the word habasar, it's because he said this meat. He said, Bisman Shomar Basar Zeh Olai. And therefore, only in that situation does Rabbi Tarfon say that the no sein tam, the taste, is going to be excluded. Because he said, this meat, which includes the taste of this meat. But stam in general, if a person's no there, min ha basar, it doesn't include the rotaf and the kippah. It wouldn't include things that are no sein tam. That's what the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda in his explaining of the shita of Rabbi Tarfon and of the shita of Rav Yossi, why it would be usher. And you can see this again inside in the Ran, Kein HaDover, where the Ran says, Kemosha Tomeid, you are 100% right. That is what Rabbi Tarfon said. However, your understanding of when he said it is wrong. Aval Ein Zuraya, that doesn't support Rabbi Yossi's shita. Shlo Asur Rabbi Tarfon, Ela Bizman Shomar, Basar Zeh. It was only in this situation we said, Basar Zeh, a lie. The Kivan, the Omar, Zeh. Since he said the word Zeh, Shavya anafshi chaticha disur. This is a very famous, important principle that we find throughout Shas, throughout Hilchos Taruvos, that if a person accepts upon himself a chaticha, that it's asur, something is asur, so then, v'asur b'yosef imenu, he's asur from anything that comes from that as well, which would include the taste that was transmitted. So that's why Rabbi Tarfon said that it's asur, only because of basur zeh. But if he said, stam said, he's no der min ha basur, that wouldn't include it. So, that's what the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda in his understanding of trying to bring a raya to Rabbi Yossi from Rabbi Tarfon's story. Mishnah continues and says, Hanodim min hayayin, if a person excludes himself from having yayin, he says, I ask myself to have yayin, again, hey hayadiya, so mutim b'tavshil, sheyesh bo tam yayin. So if there was a dish that was cooked, and one of the ingredients was wine, and it has the taste of the wine in it, so that would not be asur. Again, l'shita satana kama, that only the item itself, the hayayin, is asur, but not the taste that comes from the wine. But if he had said, Omar, konen yayin zeh, that's the girsa that we have. And he says, konen yayin zeh, others disagree and say that the word zeh shouldn't be here. The Bach goes straight to the girsa as well of sha'ani toem. So if a person says, this wine I shouldn't taste, or this wine I shouldn't taste, then nafal a tavshil, and then that falls into a tavshil. In this situation, it's different than saying hayayin. So im yesh bo b'no seitam, if you can detect the taste of the wine in this tavshil, in this cooked dish, hareza osur, then in fact it is osur. Now, that's our Mishnah. As you can see, there's very little Mishnah and Gemara on this daf. In fact, there's only Mishnah, there's no Gemara, and there's a huge Ran. So we'll just touch upon the beginning of this Ran. So the Ran that begins, V'nisarib b'acher, imyesh b'no sein tam, so imyesh b'min ha'oseh, that item, which is also the wine, kidei li tein tam, in the tavshil, b'shel heter, which is the heter tavshil, u'kagon the leko shishim b'shel heter, there isn't 60 against it. That's how we normally do to derive how much is no sein tam. If there's 60 against it, so then we assume there's 60 or more against it, that it will be mevatil, it will make the taste not be detectable. But if it's less than that, it will be detectable. Then, if it's less than that, hareza osur. So that's what we just said. And now the Ran goes off onto a very long aside. And the Ran says, the kasha luhu l'rav osur zal, says there's a big question over here that we ask the rabbis, heche amrinon hocha, why don't we say over here, the imyesh b'no sein tam osur, why do we say over here that only if there's no sein tam is it osur, demashma, which implies if there isn't no sein tam, or ain bo no sein tam, mutter, that it would be permissible. After all, a ned, there is something that you can ask shayla on, and therefore, v'ha nedarim dover sheyesh lo matirin hu. A ned, there is something which you can ask shayla on it, and therefore it is something that can become permissible. And we have a famous rule, as we're going to learn later on. Kudam rinon lekamen beperkano de benayerkan daf nun tesu medalef mishum de mitzvah liyitshule alayu. It is a mitzvah to go and ask on a ned to get rid of the ned. As we pointed out early in the Masechta, it's better not to make Nedarim at all than to even make a Neder and to fulfill it. And certainly better than making a Neder and not fulfilling it. So you see that it's a mitzvah. And therefore, the Kaima law, and skip a little bit in the Ran, the Koshi Yesh lo Matirin afilu be'elef lo batur. We have another major Shas rule that when you have something that will be mutter, let's say something is going to be only Osir on Shabbos and be mutter after Shabbos, and then we don't take advantage of something that is batel berov, batel b'shishim, because it's going to be mutter anyway. So why eat it now with a sort of like heter to go and eat it, but it's not really mutter, but okay, min hadin, it's allowed to be eaten, but when you can wait just a little bit of time, it'll be a dover sheish l'matirim, something that will be mutter 100%. So why eat it now when there's a shayla, okay, and we paskin that you're allowed to eat it, so wait till there's no shayla, and then you can eat it 100%. So Ran answers, v'yesh lomar, d'chi amrinan, afilu be'elef lobotil, that which we say, that afilu be'elef lobotil, hani mili min bimino. That's only when it falls into something that it is like the taste like itself, what we call min bimino. So if wine falls into wine, iser wine falls into heter wine, if iser meat falls into heter meat, and it's not detectable one from the other, so then we go and say, if it's min bimino, that if you're going to have a dover sheish lo matirin, afilu be'elef lo batel, wait till it becomes mutter, rather than take advantage of this heter of batel b'shishim. However, here, in our case, you're talking about wine falling into a tavshel, avohocha, kikitoni, v'nis'ari v'bi'acher, she'eno mino. It's falling into something that's not the same thing. It's min b'she'eno mino. And therefore, dumyo debetzim she'nisvashluimo, this is analogous to the case of the meat being cooked with the eggs, and the eggs absorb the taste of the meat. And in that situation, because ain't no mino, if it's something that's not the same min, afilu b'dover sheish lo matirin b'no sein tam, then we do allow no sein tam, even though if you just wait a little bit of time, it will be a dover sheish lo matirin. Wait till you matir the neder, and then it will be a dover sheish lo matirin, be heter gomer, so we don't have to wait if it's a min, b'she ain't no mino. So that's all that we'll do from this round. There's a huge discussion further about this, but it's not really for us for today. And we'll turn to Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we'll start having an analysis a little bit more of the Mishnah on the subject of the Mishnah. Now, we start off over here with our Hagos Tzionim. Osalev tells us that there's actually a missing piece here, according to the Ran, and that first the Gemara should be quoting a Brisa. So we'll read it in Osalev in the Hagos Tzionim, and that is Tanya. There's a Brisa over here that reiterates much of what we said in the Mishnah. Hanoder min ha-chalov, if a person makes an iser on himself that he's not going to drink chalov, so we said mutur bekum. He's allowed to go and have the way. However, Rav Yossi also, as we said in the Mishnah, the Brisa says the same thing. Rav Yossi disagrees because he says if you make an iser on the challah, that it also includes the way. Likewise, min hakum, if you only say you're asking yourself from the kum, so the Tana Kama hold, so then you'd be mutter b'cholav. So if you make the neder, I know the min hakum, mutter b'cholav, but here, the Rav Yossi also. Here in the Brisa, we add on, the Rav Yossi disagrees with this as well. And that's a critical factor for our understanding of the Gemara. It makes the question of the Gemara from this piece of the Brisa that much stronger. Then the Brisa continues, Hanodur bin ha-gvina. If a person asks himself to have gvina, so it's also, like we said in the Mishnah, bein melucha, bein tvela. This is going to be forbidden on cheese that's salted or even cheese that's not salted, like we explained in the Mishnah. Okay, that's the Brisa, the Tagos and Tzionim asks. And now, the Gemara asks Ruminu, this Brisa, which more expands upon the Mishnah, which tells us both in the case of the Cholov and the Kum, that there's a machlos between the Tanakama and Rav Yossi. And here again, you see clearly the gear says Rav Yossi and not Rabbi Yehuda. In any event, the Gemara now starts off and says, Urminu, this seems to contradict, it goes against the following Brisa. Min ha-adoshim, if a person says, I ask myself to eat adoshim, adoshim are lentils. So not only is he also in adoshim, the Tanakama over here, who was a makel in the previous case, the Tanakama, the Chachamim, were makel in the case of Cholov to allow you to have the Kum, or if you're asking the Kum, you're allowed to have the Cholov. So the same Chachamim, the same Tanakama, here says, if you ask yourself from Adoshim, nevertheless, Asur ba'ashishim. Ashishim, the Ran tells us in the top Ran, Ashishim, Ami Yushami, brings down from the Yushami, the Inun talapoche, the megadlon umitakdon bidvash, tapochi lentils, and they are mixed with, they're imbued with honey, and then they're fried together. So the megadlon, they're mixed together with umitakdon and fried with honey, bidvash. So the Tanakama over here in this Brisa says, even though you only said you're also from ha'adashim, nevertheless, that includes ashishim. That seems to go against the chachamim, the same Chachamim, that say, if a person asks himself to cholov, he's permitted to the kum. If he asks himself to the kum, he's permitted to the cholov. Here, he's asking himself to yadashim, he should be permitted to ashishim. And to add further strength to this question, Rav Yossi is matir. The Rav Yossi was machmir by the way to say that if you ask the milk, you also ask in the way. And if you ask the way, you also ask in the milk. Here, Rav Yossi is matir. He says, if you ask yourself for yadashim, you're permitted to eat the ashishim. So the way the Mefarish and the way the Rush understand this is, this is a kasha, the Rav Yossi and the Rav Yossi, or the Rabbanim and the Rabbanim. Both of them is a kasha. Each of them seems to be flipping around their shita. The way the Ran understands it, however, in the third line in the top Ran, so he tells us, L'Rabbanan lo kasha. He says, this is kasha, with Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi, yes, but L'Rabbanan, ad Rabbanan lo kasha. Why not? Because the afal gav, the gabe cholov, in regards to milk, sharu bekum, they permitted the way, hainu mishum dekum lav cholofu, because the chachamim in our Mishnah and in the Braisa hold that kum and cholov are two totally different things. And therefore, that's why if you acid yourself on one, you're not acid yourself on the other. However, those same chachamim hold aval ashishim, so aval gav dimitagdim b'dvash, even though they're sweetened and imbued and fried with honey, adashim in it, it's still adashim. So therefore, the chachamim isn't a kasha of the chachamim. They say if you acid yourself from adashim, you acid yourself from adashim, whether they're plain or whether they're fried with honey. So the chachamim, according to the Ran, don't have a stira. But the stira, according to the Ran, is on Rav Yossi to Rav Yossi. Again, the Mefarish and the Rush say this is a kasha on the Chachamim as well. But in any event, the Gemara says it's not a kasha on anybody. Lo kasha. It's not even a kasha of Rav Yossi and the Rav Yossi. Why not? Because each of them, the Chachamim and Rav Yossi, are talking about in their own locale. And in their own locale, so in that situation, in their own shtat, in their own area, you go Achar Losha B'nei Adam. And each of them had a different vernacular usage of these terms in their respective areas. So Mar Kiasrei, Umar Kiasrei, each of them went by the usage, the vernacular usage of these terms in their local area. Biasra the Rabbanan in the Chachamim's area, so Karul Chalva Chalva, Ulukuma Kuma. So they had separate terms. Milk was milk and whey was whey. They didn't intermingle them and call milk whey or whey milk. However, Biasrei the Rav Yossi, they did that. Lukuma Nami Karul Lekuma the Chalava. So they also called the kum the way, they called it the way of milk, kuma de chalva. And therefore, that's why Rav Yossi said, if you ask yourself upon one, you also ask yourself on the other, because they really are called the same thing. So the bottom line is, there's no machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Yossi. They're just saying what their locals' customs, vernacular usage was in these terms. In the Chachamim shtot, in their area, people did not interpose or interchange the words milk and whey. Whereas in the shtot of Rav Yossi, when people said whey, they also included milk. When people said milk, they also included whey. So therefore, there's no stira over here between the adashim and the ashishim and the interpretations that we had for Rav Yossi and the Chachamim in our Mishnah and in the Braisa that we quoted at the beginning from Hagos and Siyunim Os Aleph. Now the Gemara brings out another brayse. So Tanya, we learn the following brayse. I know the min acholov. The person asks himself to have cholov, mutter b'kum. It says he's permitted to have the kum, exactly like the shita of the Chachamim. And if he asks himself from kum and akum, mutter b'cholov. So again, exactly the shita like the Chachamim. If a person says min acholov, he asks himself from cholov, mutter b'gvina. So cholov is milk. Doesn't include whey, and it certainly doesn't include cheese. And if a person asks himself from min agvina, so mutter b'cholov, it certainly doesn't include the cholov. Likewise, the Braisa continues and says, if a person asks himself min harotav, he asks himself from the gravy of the meat, so mutter b'kipa, he's allowed to have the kipa. With kipa, again, we said, was dak-dak pieces of meat that are going to go to the bottom of the kedera and mix with some of the gravy over there. So he's permitted, if he says that I ask myself from the gravy, he's permitted to have these dak-dak pieces of meat. If he asks himself from these dak-dak pieces of meat, in akipa, so mutu berota, he's allowed to have the gravy, because the two aren't the same thing. Again, consistent with, if you call milk and whey two different things, so too, they call the rotav and the kipa two different things. One didn't include the other in the normal vernacular usage. Furthermore, the Braisa says, Im amar basar zeh olai. If the person says not ha basar, but he says this basar, basar zeh olai, so then asur bo, he's not allowed to eat it, ubi rotvo, not the rotav, not the gravy, ubi kipo, not the dak-dak pieces of meat, because this meat implies even the taste of this meat, as we pointed out previously. And therefore, the rotav and the kippah, they both have the taste of this meat inside of it. And this meat, bosu zeh alai. So therefore, that shows that that meat, no matter what form it takes, even in the rotav or the kippah, it is asur. Similarly, hanodr min hayayin, if you ask yourself on wine, hayayin, so mutar b'tavshel sheyesh bo tam yayin, if the tavshel has the taste of that wine in it, nevertheless, you are permitted in because you said hayayin, that means only wine in its normal wine form and not in the taste of it in something. But if you said, omar konim yayin zeh sheini toim, but this wine, I'm not allowed to go and taste. In other words, I'm asking myself on this wine, so that includes not only the wine, but it includes any taste that that wine imparts into a cooked dish. The nafal atocha tavshel, if you put some wine then into this cooked dish, so im yesh bo tam yayin, if you can detect the taste of the wine, so then that cooked dish, hare ze aser. Consistent with what we said, how the difference is between saying hayayin or this wine, ha basar or this basar. So that is very consistent that everybody would agree in that situation that it's no sin tam, it's going to be aser. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. Hano der min ho anovim. If a person asks himself having ho anovim from the grapes, so then he's only asking himself from the grapes, but not with the products of the grape, i.e. the wine. Mutu biyayin. Likewise, min hazeisim, if he asks himself from the olives, so that's the olive itself, but not what comes from the olive oil. Mutu bishemen. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, if a person uses this lashon, and here we're going to say which part of this lashon is the critical part. He says two things here. Amar konem zeisim v'avonim anovim elu. He says, I ask upon myself these olives or these grapes. He uses the lashon elu, and then he adds, she'eni toem, that I will not taste them. So in this situation, not only are the olive and the grape going to be also, but the olive oil and the grape juice, the wine, also behen will be also behen. The grape and the olive are also, and the wine and the olive oil, the shemen, are both also. Gemara questions this and says, Boy, Rabbi Yochanan wants to know, when we said the word over here, elu, was that the critical word over here, elu dafka, or was it the critical word, she'eni toim dafka? Which one of them was the critical phraseology over here that asked this? As the Ran says, Vaday pshita le'el Rabbi Yochanan, it was clear to Rami Bar Chama that only one of them was necessary. You didn't need both of them. And therefore, Rami Bar Chama is asking which one of them was the one that asked Hayotze Bahem as well as the olive and the grape itself. Now, the Gemara then says, Isolka Daitoch Elu Davka. If you're telling me that Elu was the critical word, the key word over here, so then why did it bother to say any time? Shani time, lovely. And the Ran points out, we could have asked the question the other way around. Ubedinhu, in the next Ran, Isok Daitoch, he says, Ubedinhu, Davi Motzi Lememele, Nami, Isheini Toim Davka, Elu Lomeli. Could have asked it the other way around. If Sheini Toim is the critical word, then why did he say Elu? And you actually could ask, maybe you need both of them. So there were a number of ways to ask this question. And the Gemara says, Hakamashvul, and the Chiddush over here of this question is, the Avogad, the Omer Sheini Toim, do we say, even though he said any toem, idomar elu mitzar v'lo lo. Do we say that the key word is elu, or vice versa? Do we say that even though it said elu, if he didn't say sheni toem, that would or would not make it? So this question of Rami Bar Chama goes on both of the words. Which one of them is the critical one, or actually are both of them critical in making the statement that osur behen uba yotzi behen? That's Rami Bar Chama's question. So Amar Rava, Rava tells us, toshma. This is the answer. Konem. This is actually a Mishnah that we're going to learn in a few days on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Konem peros elu alai. If a person says, I asa these peros upon me, so, or he says, konem hein lefi, I asa these peros to put into my mouth, so also bechilu fehen u begiduleen. So then, he asa these peros for him to get hanov from, so then, if he exchanges them for something else, so the item that he exchanged it for, or if he plants it, the item that grows from it, is also also for him. Now, the Mishnah specifically states only chilufeyen and gidulehen. That implies ha biyotze mehen mutter. That seems to imply that what comes out from them, in other words, any juices that come out from these fruits, would in fact be mutter. Now, here we use the terminology ha elu. So, Rava wants to suggest that the word ha elu in our Mishnah, konim zeisim anovim elu, that wasn't the critical factor. It's she'eni toem That's what made it also behen over yotzeim, because this mishnah Nun Zayin Amud Aleph didn't answer them. It seems to only answer chilufeim mukiduleim, and the implication is hayotzeim is mutter. So therefore, the word elu can't be the critical factor. That's what Rava wants to suggest. But the Gemara says, no, that's incorrect. No, in the Mishnah Nun Zayin, it even implies not only chilufeim or giduleim, but even hayotze behem is also. I, why didn't it say so? The chiddush over there was that it wanted to tell us that the chilufim are like the gidulim, and therefore, just like the gidulim of them are also, so too are the chilufim also. But of course also, hayotze behem is also, it just didn't feel necessary to tell us that. So that's the chiddush, to tell us that the chilupin are like kigidulehen. The chilufeim kigidulehen. But of course also, hayotze behem is also. So you can't bring me a raya like Rava wanted to say that elu doesn't mean hayotze behem is also. Try again. Toshma, we have another Mishnah, which says, she'eni ochel v'she'eni toeim. It says, the person makes a neder on whatever it is, and he says, I'm not going to eat from this, I'm not going to taste from this. So, mutter b'chilufeyen u b'giduleyen. In this situation, he is permitted to go and have the exchanged item or something that grows from this, that's permissible. But it only mentions the chilufeyen and giduleyen. So therefore, that implies hayotze mehen aser. Something that would be squeezed out of them, for example, would in fact be aser. So clearly, in this situation, it was the eni ochav sheni toem was the critical thing to show you that hayotze mehen aser. And it's not elu. So we want to suggest that elu isn't the critical factor. Sheni ochav sheni toem, that's the critical factor. So he says, no, this is a continuation of that Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that we just had, that we said from the Zayin Amud Aleph. This is the continuation of that Mishnah. And it says, I did the Lonosiv Bereisha Yotzei Behem, since in the Reisha it didn't say Yotzei Behem is also, because it was wanted to stress the fact that Chilufeyem Ki Giduleyem. So in the Seif it also doesn't mention Hayotzei Behem. And in fact, just like Mutar B'Chilufeyem U'Giduleyem, Hayotzei Behem is also mutter. Don't learn an implication that that must be aser. For the reasoning, it wants to tell us that the chilufeim are not over here aser, the giduleim are not aser. Oh, so too, Hayotzei Behem is not aser, but it wanted to stress the chilufeim and giduleim, as opposed to the reisha, where the chilufeim work in giduleim. Here, the chilufeim and giduleim are mutter, and as well, Hayotzei Behem is mutter. So there's no raya over here that she'eni ochel, she'eni toem, in other words, she'eni toem, that will make Hayotzei Behem aser. So we're still left. We don't have an answer to Rami Bar Chama's question, which was the critical word in the Mishnah, Elu or She'eni Toem. And now we'll bring a raya from our Mishnah itself, Toshma. It said in our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Shahaya, but also Rabbi Tarfon. And here I said we had the Girsa Olai. I said we'd have the Girsa later on Olai. In the Mishnah we had the Girsa Olav, and we changed it to Olai. Here's the Maisa that they went to Rabbi Tarfon. Somebody made a neder about meat that was cooked with an egg. He had asked himself to have the meat, and then the taste went into the egg. So Rabbi Tarfon told him, Maisav, also Rabbi Tarfon, Olai Beitzim, Shinis Bashlu Imo. So the Beitzim, which had the taste of the meat inside of it, are going to be awesome. And the people who responded to that, we had this in the Mishnah, Amrulo, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, who brought this riot down, that isn't true. Yes, Rabbi Tarfon had asked it, but not for the reason that you're saying. Only when did Rabbi Tarfon asked it, Amosai, Bismansh Amar, Bosser, Ze Olai. It's only because he said, this meat. Shanoda, Minhadov, Vinasar, Vibiacher, Vieshwa, Nosin Tam, Harez Osir. That if a person goes and makes an edder on a specific item, ze, or zu, and it gets mixed in with something else, and the taste is detectable, so then it's not batel b'shishim, hareza aser, it is aser. So clearly our Mishnah shows that the key word is elu. How can you suggest Rami Bar Chama anything else? So Gemara says, you're 100% right. That never was Rami Bar Chama's question. Be'elu, when you say, these should be aser, so lo komi boilon the davko. So there's absolutely no doubt that this is aser, and anything that comes from it, no same time, is aser. Ki mi boilon, what was Rami Bar Chama's question if he didn't say elu? He just said, b'she'eni toem. Does that mean davka or lav davka? Does that mean this and anything that comes from it, or does it only mean this, but not something that comes from it? That was the question that Rami Bar Chama was asking. And here we'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah we had in yesterday's year. Toshma, dog vidogim, she'eni toem. If a person says, I won't have the large fish, I won't have the small fish, and we had said in that situation, also behem, bein magdolim, bein ketanim, you can't have the large fish or the smaller fish, bein chayim, bein mevushalim, you can't have the meruah, you can't have sushi, or whether they're cooked, And we said, Umutar betris trufa ubitzir. We said he's allowed to have the tuna fish, the chopped up fish, and he's allowed to have the brine that comes from the fish. Now, these are things that are yotze from the fish. And even though we said, sheni toim, we see that only the fish itself is usser, but the yotze behem, the brine, is not usser. So this is the answer to Rami Bar Chaim's question. The answer is, if you just say sheni toim, it's not going to be usser in the things that are yotze behem. So Rava says, Lav Davka, you can't bring me a raya, because Omar Rava says, Ukvar Yotza Mehen. In our Mishnah, the brine had come out before the Neder. So once the brine is out, then it's not Beyotze Mehen, and that's why the brine is permitted. But maybe in our Mishnah, when it says that the Tris Trufa and the Tzir are permissible, it's only if they already came out. But if the tzir is still inside, and he says, she'eni toim, dog v'dogim, so then maybe, in fact, the brine would be usher that hasn't come yet out. So Rava says, you can't bring me a raya one way or the other from our Mishnah to the question of Rami Bar Chama regarding she'eni toim. This is a good break point. We have a brand new Mishnah starting tomorrow's shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.